At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Unfiltered and undeniably Boston. It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra.
Happy Friday. It's Sue here. Kendra, we've been talking about how they are going to stop production of the penny. It's going away.
I know.
And so we've been asking people. I know you still use coins. I don't use them at all. I never, ever have any on me. I don't have any in my car anymore. If I do happen to get a coin, I throw it in my junk drawer generally. So I just I just don't.
It weighs down your wallet, too. I know when I do the clean out of my bag, I always empty out the coins and then I kind of fish through what I want. And then when you have, it's like 10 pounds lighter.
Yeah.
So I've kind of gotten rid of them. But we've got Jane from New Hampshire on the phone. Hi, Jane. Good morning.
I just wanted to say I love you guys. I'm kind of a new listener because I got a job in Boston recently.
Oh, good.
And anyway, you guys are great. But, yeah, coins, I keep quarters just like, I don't know who just said it, Kendra maybe.
Yes, that was me,
in my car.
Yep.
Yeah, for the eggs fans that I hope to get fresh eggs. If I don't have any dollar bills, I want to make sure I have coins to get my fresh eggs.
Oh, for eggs, right. Like you stop at a farm stand?
Exactly. And got especially, it. Like, a lot of times they're like $5.50 or $6.50 or whatever.
Yes, yeah, that's right. See, I use it, and also you can obviously make dollars out of quarters a lot easier than you could the smaller change. So that's why I always keep quarters.
Exactly.
And that's it. That's my only coin.
So do you just have them in that like center console in your car?
Yeah. 100%. Yep.
Yep.
That's where they are.
Awesome. Wow. Well, all right. I'm so glad we got you. Welcome. I mean, stay with us. I love that you're a new listener. This is great.
I will. You guys are great. Thanks for, making my drive in on Route 1 more enjoyable every day.
Oh, we do Route 1 too. We know it well. So tell me, where in New Hampshire do you live?
Exeter.
Jane from Exeter. Love that. All right. Well, welcome in. Cool. We're glad to have you along.
Yeah. All right, guys. Have a great long weekend.
You too.
I just have to make a correction, too, as we were talking about this. Mm-hmm. I think I said earlier in the show that the penny cost $3.69 to make.
Which sounded a little hard to believe. And in fact, it is because
it's not
what
true.
Is it actually, Kendra?
I'm looking at the story that I printed out, and the way it's written, it says three, you know, with the decimal point, 69, but then the cent logo is after it. And I wasn't, my brain wasn't registering
what
that
meant. Dollar.
Yeah, yeah, so it's three cents, right? 3.69 cents.
Call it 3.7 cents to make a penny.
To make a penny,
yeah.
Not $3. So there you go. This is why I'm not working.
Did you see my face? I kept going, how on earth do we have any pennies if they cost almost $4 to make?
This
and you're
is
like,
why.
No,
I'm working in radio, and I'm not working at the U.S. Mint, okay?